And we are thrilled to be joined by Tim McManus, ESPN NFL Nation Eagles reporter. Tim, what is the likelihood that, as we read a lot about it online, what's the likelihood that the Eagles trade up in this draft?
I think that there's a decent chance that they do just that. As many know, going into this draft, they're in need of a wide receiver, and it seems like the big three, if you will, and Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb and Henry Ruggs are going to be off the board before the Eagles are projected to pick right now at number 21. Howie Roseman does have some draft capital to work with, even though he gave up two picks in order to get Darius Slay by trade last month. He still has eight selections and can get creative and knows that everybody else in the league knows that they want a wide receiver. So in that instance, I think you need to be aggressive to get the guy you want. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if they made at least a small move up in order to secure one of those guys.
They get the wide receiver, but how important is it going to be to fortify that offensive line, especially after losing Jason Peters?
Well, I think that's one area that they will target throughout the course of the draft is offensive line depth. And because Jason Peters is currently still a free agent, I mean, there's a chance that he comes back, but right now he's not under contract. And that's leaving the left tackle spot to Andre Dillard. They used the first round pick on him last year. And while, you know, they're hoping that he steps in and fortifies that spot, they're accustomed to having guys waiting in the wings just in case. And a guy like Halpulivati Vaitai, who signs in free agency elsewhere this offseason, he's no longer a security blanket for him. And they also have some guys who are getting older on that offensive line, including right at center and Jason Kelce, who's been flirting with retirement over the last couple seasons. So, yes, I think that offensive and defensive line are always a priority in Philadelphia and will be addressed in this draft.
Tim McManus, ESPN NFL Nation Eagles reporter. And so, Tim, let's do some prediction time here for the draft. With the 21st pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver out of LSU. And there are some people in the building that believe that Jefferson will be there at 21 if the Eagles stay put. It's no sure thing. I mean, he led the NCAA in receptions last year with 111. And there are some questions with this being kind of a two tight end set heavy offense with Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. Do you want Jefferson to come in if you believe that he is strictly a slot receiver? I mean, those are legitimate questions, but you also look at the other side. He does have the versatility that he showed at the college level, 18 touchdowns last year. I mean, what a safety blanket and red zone presence he would be for the Eagles and for Carson Wentz. And so they need to get a wide receiver. And if they don't move up, I think Jefferson is great value at 21.